So hi guys, how you doing, mkwaje, mko vipi, aloha, bonjour, so what do I say, I have missed being in this place. Like, just being here helps me, like, escape to this world that I am calm, I can express myself, I just feel relaxed. And I feel good talking to you guys. So I hope you've been doing good deeds and shining light and sunshine to people's lives. And I hope everyone is wearing their crown with their head held high. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy. But I hope we are all keeping it strong. I hope everyone is taking care of themselves. And I know, I want to be consistent and do this. But I've gotten to a point I've been able to balance what has been happening in my life. I have work and also some other things that mutajua as time goes by. But, you know, the normal things we have to juggle. Work, relationships, friendships and all this. Also navigating being a 20-something. Yeah, PSI. Mid-20s, let me be clear and say it's just navigating mid-20s. So leo episode yetu is what are some of the lessons that I've learned in my mid-20s. Si venye ni mimi ni expert ama ati venye will tell you do this and do what. No. I'm just here to give my own experience. And one of the things that I have learned is having having a perfect but progressive relationship in your faith. That knowing, regardless of the fact there's everything else that's going on, having to know that God takes his preeminence in your life and that without him, there's nothing you can do. He created you in his own image. For he says, for I knew you before you were born in your mother's womb. Even before we sit and start listening to the noise that is in the world, the noise that whispers to us, we already have a manual that can tell us that, hey, I got you. We have a father, we have a friend. And that has been one of the things that I have learned, or one of the things that I've been working on, just building my relationship closer to God, praying, just having those quiet times. Even sometimes it's not like I have things to say, but I can just sit in silence, and in that moment it's enough. And the other thing I've also learned is that it's not easy. I'm not going to sit here and say like I'm a perfect Christian. No, I'm still trying to figure out that. But every day I'm glad that this is one of the things that I've decided ever since I turned 26, in that mid, those are the things I've been working on. And I would say from 2020, it's been a really good experience for me just to build on my faith, to anchor my faith more, to just know even when things turn helter-skelter, I can just run to my Father, I can just run to God, and he will be there. And he just has his hands open, ready to receive me, ready to receive just me being me. So what's in it when you want me? I'm happy. And other than faith, the other thing that I have learned is, first, the second thing is family. Your family is the one thing that will be very consistent no matter what happens, or no matter where you go, or what happens in your life, or the kind of person you turn out to be. Your family is one of the things that will be very, 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 very consistent. Woi kizungu ilikujana meli, ilikujana meli, we. But family is one of the things that has been very consistent. And family doesn't have to be your blood relatives, but just creating your own You see, in an army, having people that will fight alongside you. And I think for me, having struggled for a long time with being vulnerable or just opening up myself to other people and just opening myself to the fact that I can allow other people into my space, it's something I've struggled with, making friends and maintaining friends. Even the people that I'm in my life try, and I will just give them a shout out. These people try so much with me. I'll say there is Josh, who is he's an amazing MC, an amazing artist. You all, let me plug his music. You all should go to YouTube. You all should go to YouTube and listen to this guy. He's got very, 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 very amazing, amazing music. He's called Oshino on Instagram. He also has a fashion line that's called For Bango that makes very amazing things. I'm plugging him. So that's one of my friends. The other one of my friends is called Damaris. She has an amazing song. And I'll say she has an amazing heart and she has a very amazing voice. Yeah. Senor Lize, I'm among singers and very creative people. The other person I'll say it's Maggie. She is an amazing. I have two friends who are called Maggie. The other one I know, it's something I am really trying to navigate and know all these things. I have two friends called Maggie. One I call her Chunchu, the other one is called Maggie. I am really trying to navigate Eastasia, figuring out life, figuring all out, and also being in line with, okay, you have friends, you have a life, and you need to remember these people, you need to. You cannot survive on an island. You cannot survive on an island. So big shout out to these people. Even if I don't speak to them every day, even if I just take to Simu, I call them, it's going to be an amazing talk. We may not talk every single day, but wherever they are, I just want to shout out them and know I love you guys so, so, so much. The other one I will say is, my other friend is called Cookie. She's my namesake. Same height, same what, and she's a very, 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 if I can say, a very, 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 very badass engineer. Very badass engineer. Wacha niongeze chumvi kwa chakula, an aeronautical engineer Parsi. So, the other one is Juju. Fitness guru, amazing. Like these people, I'm so grateful that I have met these people along my life in one way or another, and they have played a very, very big role in who I am. I may not talk to them every single day, but I know if we have a conversation on 1, 2, 3. And to add on to that list is a friend of mine that I met last year. She's called Lynette, an amazing girl who has an amazing heart. She goes big on her friends. And last week, I hope she's okay with me saying this. Last week, we were having a housewarming for her. Hey, this come aki my people from Mushango and Mako Mamuti. Mwimbeke, hey, how, what is that? My people, leave me is alone. So we were at her place for housewarming, and if I can tell you the amount of words I saw people showering on her really clicked on me, and I was like, it's very, very important for you to invest in your human capital, because your human capital in your, you see the way we talk about our parents having connections, the human capital you make right now is the same human capital that your kids will be like, oh, I know an auntie somewhere, I know an uncle somewhere who can help me in one way or another. And with that, I have told myself I want to be very intentional with just being with my friends and just telling them that, hey guys, I love you so much, I love you. I may not say it every single day, but I want to be very intentional with just telling them I love them. Even if I don't talk to them every single day, but it's one of the things I have realized, because we'll see in this age gap that we are in, we are either finishing school, we are either getting into our career jobs. Some of us are actually getting married. We are now adults. The people are getting married and having babies and doing all these things. So we are all stepping into new spaces, but all in all, you need people around you just to hold you, to tell you it's okay. People who can be around you and not judge you. People who can be around you and just be like, ah, we got you, baby girl. We got you. No matter what happens, we have your back. So the first thing we said is about relationships. It's about our relationship. Or that's my faith. I was talking about my faith. I don't know who you believe in, but me, my papa in heaven, this man, what shall I say? What shall I render to Jehovah? Yeah, that's how I'm excited talking about my relationship with God. And the second thing I've said is about investing in human capital, investing in friends, and also in the friends category. One important lesson that I have learned is putting each and everyone in your life categorically. Not everyone is your friend. And for me, I believe a friend is someone who can die for you, or someone who can be like, against all odds, I'm a pull up. Without asking, you see. So I believe you will find your, it's finding your own clan, finding your own space, finding people who can be there for you. And I think it's giving ourselves grace and giving grace to also people who are around us, because life isn't easy, and sometimes we may be like, snob, now I'm text a pick calls, a text back, or I'm calling, they're not picking my calls. You might not know what everyone else is fighting or whatever they're going through at that moment, and you'd be like, it's not that. And I think, even if you don't meet all the time, it's just give them a call. Just ask them how they're doing. Pop up a message. Hi, I thought about you today. How are you doing? And I'm saying that because I want to start doing that. I struggle with making new friends because Miss Jungi, I don't know how to start conversations. I'm a very quiet person. Sometimes I feel timid and very out of place. Sometimes I'm a shy person. But depending on the energy that's around me, we are going to... The third thing that I have learned being in my mid-20s is finances. Finances. You might not have them all together, but try and figure out how you can make your finances right. Not saying this. With me, I use a saving method that's, it's on the internet. I think it's the 70-30-20 rule. Yes, that's what I use for my savings, or how I use to manage my finances. And also another thing that I tell myself, if I don't need it, I don't need to buy it. If it's not important, I don't need to buy it. The other thing I also do, forgive me guys, I have a cold. Yes. Sorry about that. I have a cold. Yeah. The other thing I have also learned to just is save. Unanakale kakasuku, tunawanga nako. Save that 100 bob, 20 bob. It goes a long way. Just teaching yourself on financial discipline at a younger age. It's easier for you to manage the little you have now, because you're like, okay, this is all I have. You see, you can be able to save and do all that. And also, if you're saving, what are you saving towards? Don't just say, I am saving, una savia nini. Have an intention as to why you are saving. It's never too young or too old to invest in. Buy shares, buy incentives, buy land, because land never ever depreciates in value. Like, just start early, so that by the time you get, we all dream of retiring early, traveling the world and doing all these things. But what are we investing into those things that we want to be? If you want to explore and have all this financial freedom, it starts from somewhere. Another financial discipline that I have is I've learned to and that should be a next point. I'll say it in the next point. So let me not put it in the financial part of it. It's just that I think money and finances isn't something that we utterly talk openly. Coming from African backgrounds, when you talk about money, people view it from, this one is bragging or this one is no. But having financial literacy and learning that I need to secure my future, not only for myself, but also for my future generations that come, because a habit starts from that step that you start. Save intentionally. If it's saving for that holiday, saving for a new car, a new chair, a new TV set, and whatever you are working towards, just whatever works for you. For me, the method that I've seen that has been working is, I hope I can properly explain it how I do, or let me just see how I can just summarize it. For me, it has worked, 'cause, and also it requires a lot of discipline, a lot of discipline when you are saving. So here is how I do, or whatever I use. So this rule is similar to a rule that's called, there are two rules. There's a 50, 20, 30 rule, but for me there's also one that's you can either use, which is, if you use the 70, 20, 10 rule, this will go 70% of your income. That's after your net gross and whatever, your taxes and all. 70% goes to your living expenses. So your living expenses will be food, electricity, and whatever you need for your living expenses. 20%, in case you have a loan, or in case you are, Tala is your friend, or in case you have, we all have those tuninis, 1, 2, 3, Shwari. Dedicate 20%. That's what I'm saying. Hey, I'm not forcing it on anyone. I'm just saying this works for me. 20% of that used to say to pay your debts. 10% of what remains goes to saving, either for a holiday, either for that shoe, either for that whatever. That's how I do it, and it's worked for me. It's just a small way of navigating and just knowing how to, like, we can never ever 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 we can never ever like go to a place whereby you can say, Ati, you figure this out. And that's what I'm saying. These are things I have learned ever since I got to my mid-20s, and life starts, and now you start experiencing life from that point of, oh, now I'm an adult. Now I can take part in family conversations. Now when important decisions need to be made, I can be asked. So this is my journey navigating my mid-20s. But I don't look mid-20s. Mama gave me good jeans. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Mama gave me good jeans. The other thing I have learned, to go point number three. So the first one you talked about, faith, family, friendships, finances. The other thing I have learned, I think it's the fifth point. It's learning how to take a break, or just learning how to congratulate yourself and tapping yourself on the back and being, baby girl, you're doing good. Because if you don't celebrate yourself, Abby, who's going to celebrate you? If you don't stand and look at yourself in the mirror and say, look at this amazing, tantalizing, amazing girl, I'm going to borrow this word that Shonara uses very, 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 very well. Unapologetic. Once you get to a point, you understand the power you hold, you understand who you are, you understand yourself, and you look at yourself in the mirror every single day and tell yourself that I am a badass. And whatever I am doing, it may be small, but I am a badass. Like, I got this. Ah, tap yourself on the back every single day, no matter how small it is. Even if it's that cup of coffee you've been able to make. Even if you're struggling with your emotions and today you are able to just draw the curtains, walk outside, just make a phone call, make your bed, tap yourself on the back. And one of the things I do is, for me, I make sure I either do something nice for myself or buy myself something every month, just to tell myself thank you and to remind myself, hey girl, this world might be crazy, this world might not be friendly, but you're doing well, you are doing well. So that's one thing, like just grounding yourself and having an AGM meeting between you, yourself, and I. It's me, myself, and I. Whatever pronoun you're using, I don't know. Yes, just having an introspective meeting with yourself and being like, this is where I was and this is where I am. I have made not only one or two or three steps. No matter how small it is, even if you are struggling with maybe procrastination and you're like, ah, I was able to get that done. Celebrate yourself. How many times have I said celebrate yourself? Kabisa, you celebrate. You are your number one cheerleader. And you can also be your number one critic. And you can also be the one who's stopping yourself from going there. When the year began, one of the things I told myself I need to step out of was fear. And fear can encompass itself in ways of fear of going to the next step, the fear of letting people finding your soft spot, the fear of pushing that extra button and being like, I got this. Sorry, guys. Excuse me. This, the fear of like, I can't do this, or I'm not amazing, or what? No. And every time I look at myself in the mirror and I stand there and I say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. There's only going to be one Stephanie. There can't be any other Stephanie. I'm a badass. I'm beautiful. I'm brave. I'm big. I'm beautiful. I'm brave. I can do this. Good things. I deserve good things. I'm blessed. Like, it's given me, if I would say, I have grown out of my shell of not being shy and what. And I think one of the things for me is how I express myself is how I try to put up, or how I dress. I try to put up something nice. I'm not a fashionista, but I can try and be one. Yes. So for me, just when I put on a good outfit, or when I love scents and I love smelling nice. So for me, it's also like this time I'm exploring on scents, on everything. When I dress well, I look at myself in the mirror and I am smelling nice. I knew wezi niambia kitu. Not in a bad way. But there's nothing that can taint my confidence, not unless I taint it on myself. And that's why I'm saying you're the only one who can disqualify yourself. Because you're the only one who knows your strengths and you're the only one who knows your weakness. But if you tend to grow this tree of weakness, then we will know. We will know. But even if you know you do not know, but you step into that room knowing that I do not know what people think I know, but I will still act like I know and end up getting what I do not know, be known. That's it. That's it. Like complete. It's such an amazing thing when you're proud of yourself. The other thing I've learned is therapy does not only come when you have mental issues or what. Try and heal your inner child. Try and heal that inner girl, that inner baby girl, or that inner baby boy. Healing is not anyone else's duty. It's your duty. It's your duty. You're the only one who knows where that shoe is pressing you. You're the only one who knows how many tears you cry on your pillow at night when no one else is there. You're the only one who knows when you press this button, I'm going to. So heal your inner child for your own good, so that you don't give it to other people to try and heal you. Because once you've known this is what pushes me to do ABCD, do whatever capacity you have or whatever you can to heal yourself. So, where was I? Where did we leave last time? Oh, I was talking about the things I have learned. It's just heal that inner child that is there with you. Heal that inner child so that you're able to be this amazing person in the world. Because most of us, our heart stems from us being young kids. I think in one of these episodes, I'm going to... There's a time me and my friend were having a YouTube channel. I think I need to do an episode with her. She's a very amazing dancer. She's called Kate Dope. Shout out to her. But one of these episodes, we're going to do a childhood trauma episode. Because growing up in an African family or just in an African home, especially Kenyan parents, it's a paramilitary home. And what it teaches you on boundaries and what it teaches you. But once you grow and you get to that point that you... Because in one of the episodes in our YouTube channel, I think we should go back and do that. Niaje kids, ebunda kutafuta tuonge, we do this. So, in one of the episodes, we were talking about the traumas that you went through as kids and what we learned and how we navigated in those traumas and where we are right now. That's why I'm saying one of the things, because it's just an introspective thing I had to do. And I saw like, some of the things I'm doing or how I am reacting to things stems from some hurt that I never got to heal. And I might not be there, but one of the things that has helped me cope is just journaling my feelings and just writing like today, manze milio sifil, sifili story. Because I think I may not be able, one of the things I struggle with is also articulating my feelings or being, my best friend can say this, Anadzua, I don't know how to articulate my feelings and say, by the way, I'm hurt or what. I know it's a bad behavior, but I tend to draw myself back and keep quiet and be like, okay, now our social battery is down. We need to reboot and go back to being 100%. But manze na learn. So when I'm not able to articulate myself, I have a journal that I try as much as possible to write what I feel and what how I process it at that moment. Na nikiandika ni hivyo. So no matter how you figure out to deal with your emotions, you're doing well. The other thing ni melan. Yeah? Man, soko ni chafu. Relationships. Manze, akuna formula muliandika ya relationships. Yeah. Hey, we're just outside here being step parents too. That's what we are doing now. Like, hey? Watch out, I'll do an episode on that. Let me leave that there because those things I said never ever, they found me. Hey, relationships, man, you can never figure this out. Kai. You can never feel like when you think like one person is behaving right, when you think they're about to behave right, They hit you with another nini there. It's called otaka character development. Unabaki zile za like upendo wa Yesu anizunguka huku na huku na huku na kule kama mawimbi. Hey, don't get me wrong, love is good. Hey, watatu nikwambia ukweli, when you are loved nicely, this is what I'm gonna say. It's not that everyone outside there is bad. They're good people. They're sweet people. They're amazing people who are out. When you get someone that loves you, eh? Unasikianga tu leo to butterflies, to warmness, warmness, eh? Warmness, warmness, sijui, eh? Like when you're eating that favorite food, yako, and you feel like, oh my God. I don't know. Or when you satisfy that craving, that feeling. Not everyone is bad outside here. But I'm just telling you, the streets aren't clean, baby. Stay out of the streets. But love is sweet. Ukipata mse mwenye anakupenda, when you find someone that loves you, someone that cares for you, someone that does right by you, stick by them. It might not be easy. I'm not saying you stick by them and things are hard. But guy, isn't a biagani sasa? Stick by them. For sure, stick by them. By all means, stick by them. It may not be easy, but just stick by them. You figure out. And at the end of the day, we are also on a learning curve. Usiforce vitu zingine, by the way. If it's not working, step out. Your mental health comes first and also your safety comes first. When you feel like something is wrong, speak. But love is sweet. Love is kind. Love is amazing. Love blossoms. Na ukipata mse poa, uta blossom. Utanona. Ukipendwa vizuri. Ah! Nishampata wangu. You know that, I think we've heard that song, all of us. Uko single, hapana. The reason why I'm saying that love is beautiful, it's because I've experienced it. Seen my friends experiencing it and seeing my friends blossoming and seeing them just being loved right, seeing them getting married and just seeing that being young doesn't mean that marriages don't work, and being young doesn't mean you can't get married or you can't find your soulmate. So that's why I'm saying it's an experience that I have seen. It's an amazing one. When you experience it with the right person, it's good. It's good when you experience love with the right person. Ah, amazing beyond what it's very amazing and very fulfilling, especially when your person is your best friend, that you can go to them and you don't have to feel like I'm being judged or I need to fake or be this person that I'm not. But love is beautiful. So msiogope kupendana na kupendwa na kupendeana. Eh. So na kama ukiona mtu wako kuna mtu mwingine, you know what you gotta do. Play your cards right, you never know. But all said and done, it's been amazing. It's been amazing to be back. It feels so, so good. Yeah, feels so good to be back. And I don't know, should I be doing an episode every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, or every day? We can't see. But this time round, we are keeping to the change. Sitaki kuwaeka hivi. Nawezaje kuwa nawaeka hivi months hivi without putting an episode or doing something? We need each other. So with that said and done, I want to wish you all an amazing week. An amazing remaining of the week. Today is on Thursday. Yes, today is on Thursday, the 21st of September, 2023. I'm wishing you an amazing, 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 amazing. Now, by the way, kabla nisahau, on 23rd, this is a history thing. The sun is going to be at the equator kama mjui. Semeni ni mini liwambia wa kwanza, wewe, kona, look at you. See, yeah, history. So 23rd, siju kuna kwanga na nini, it's called the equinox. It's an occurrence that happens when the sun is at the equator. Yes, if you remember your history, ni history or geography. Yeah, that one. But all I can say is let's keep looking sharp. Let's keep looking beautiful. Let's keep looking amazing, my kings and queens. Wear that crown. Don't let it drop. Don't let it tilt it back. So, love, kisses, hugs, and I wish you an amazing end to this week. And I hope to see you on the next episode on Saturday. I can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait to be with you guys. So, bye-bye. Cheers. Cheers, guys. Take care of yourselves. Yes, take care of yourselves.